I love The Crocodile Hunter. That was one of my favorite shows, man. Guy, you know, because how can you not like watching a show where a guy's hunting a crocodile? You know, you can't get a more fun show than that, you know? And, but anyways, and then he died and it was sad. And people were phoning me and I was sad about it and everything, but some people phoning me were shocked. You know, they were like, man, did you hear who died? I'm like, who? The Crocodile Hunter. Seems impossible, but he died of all people. He was only 44 years old, which I think is a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. You know what I mean? You think this guy didn't have a little hard time getting life insurance? You know what I mean? Guy's like, I'm looking at your occupation here. I don't know if this is a joke or whatever, but... Says here you're a crocodile hunter.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Nerds, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, and that was not the whole clip. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Not the whole one, no. I haven't heard it, but I mean, we both know Norm's not exactly one of my favorites, so.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with me, you know that.
I did not know that Norm wasn't one of your favorites.
We've had this conversation that Norm is not one of my favorites.
I remember the shitty conversation about Will Ferrell, but I did not.
I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell movies either, but Norm's never been one of my, I don't know why, just not one of my favorite.
Oh. Hmm. I did not know that.
No. I mean, I'll watch him. I find him entertaining, but he's not someone I'll reach out or like go look for, if that makes sense.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's been popping up on my like For You page.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hold on, what the fuck is going on here? I'm trying to.
What'd you break now?
Lots of things, I'm sure. Holy fuck.
Your computer's been nothing but issues, because that's why we didn't do anything.
No, this isn't the computer.
Oh, this is you?
It's the tickety-talk. I'm somehow logged off on my computer, and I don't know what information I used for it. But without being logged in, I tried clicking on just the videos, and it was like, you need to sign in first.
Hmm.
I'm like, no, I don't. But yes, that's why we miss, because...
computer issues.
Yeah. To say the least.
Yeah.
So... and then what did we miss last week because of?
I was out of town and everything just went to shit. that one was more me. I was out of town. I wasn't leaving until like getting back to the hotel till 7 o'clock every night.
Yeah. All right. I think I found the clip. I want to try it again.
All right.
Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The Crocodile Hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles. Because he got killed by some fruity fish. You know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't do this anymore.
Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy with a stick. I could have eat him and his kid. Do you remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only a thousand times. People call.
I like that one much better.
Yes. But, that was better. And like I said, it's not one of those ones that I don't necessarily not like him. It's just he's not someone that I'll go out. It's kind of like Weezer. It's not that I don't like him. I'm just not going to go out of my way to hear him.
There's just something about his stand-up that just... It's a completely different approach. He completely sounds like he has no clue what he's doing up there.
Usually.
And to me, it's just pure genius. But, you know, his whole, like, if you didn't know any better, you would think he was reading it out of a book at an open mic. Anything he does.
Yeah. I can see that.
He's got those weird pauses, and he uses all those crutches, you know. What was that again? Yeah, what, huh, what? You know, those filler words and shit. But... Yeah. Who knows? I like Norm. I can't believe
it. Like I said, it's not that I don't like him. He's just not someone I'll go out of my way for. I mean, it's...
Do you not like Norm in movies either? Or Weekend Update?
No. There was never... But I mean, I quit watching most of Saturday Night Live by that time.
The early 90s?
So I would skip past Saturday Night Live and go straight to Almost Live.
Which was on before Saturday Night Live.
Thought it was on after. Either way, I'd watch Almost Live, but I very rarely watch Saturday Night Live.
You didn't watch any of the Sandler, Farley, Spade?
Most of the stuff that I've seen in them was stuff that I saw after the fact.
Oh.
Like on YouTube and stuff later.
Oh. I'm look at this. We can still learn from each other.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I love Norm's movie fucking Dirty Work.
Which one was that?
The Revenge for Hire with him and him and Artie Lang are like best friends. And who else is in it? The Shooter McGavin's in it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
I might
it.
Have to go back and look at that one.
Speaking of gotta watch, I almost messaged you last night when I came across this fucking gem. I think we're in the realm of fucking Velocipastor. You want to let me share and I'll show you.
I just made you the host.
Okay, I missed that. I missed that notification. So this is Cocaine Cougar.
Cocaine Cougar. Oh my God.
I should be there in about 15 minutes if I cut through the woods. A black cougar escaped from a Los Angeles County lab and is still on the loose.
Jeff, someone there.
That's a fucking cocaine cougar.
What is that? What are you hearing, guys?
A black cougar, huh? Is that just a panther? Horrible CGI was that?
Hold on. That's not even the trailer I fucking watched yesterday.
I mean, just the movement of it looked like it was, yeah. There's something wrong with that cougar, besides the fact that it's on cocaine. I mean,
let's see if this one.
Time for blast off!
This is it.
As long as he doesn't come across any blood in the meantime. Our plan should work.
A cougar, like Miss Lynch down the hallway?
Now don't touch me in my blow.
The special effects tell me I'm fucking wrong.
It looks like a 2-year-old drone. I mean, the special effects in Velocipastor was better because they just put in little things that said, place VFX here.
Oh. That movie is so bad, it didn't even make an hour. It's only like 51 minutes.
Jesus.
And it's on, I think it's on Tubi TV. I added it to my watch list. However, while looking this fun fucking thing up, this one's going to be new to me. Here you go. Let's just,
King Shark?
No.
Okay.
Dude, did you like crabs back here?
Your face is crabs.
Give him some of your beer.
You give him a beer.
I'm giving them something way stronger than beer.
Reese, your cocaine.
Detective Reese, come in.
Reese here.
All right, what do we got? Captain? Captain?
You think crabs are pinching people to death?
Well, what's it gonna take for you to take this seriously?
Get somebody to agree with you. Someone who knows what they're talking about.
Alex Bailey?
I'm Detective Charlie Reese, and I need your help.
Wait, you want to know if a Dungeness crab can kill someone?
That's what I'm aiming to find out.
Is that alcohol?
That's classified.
Newsflash, these are not normal crabs.
How in the hell did that stay unprocessed inside of that crab?
What is it?
Coke.
Cocaine?
You have absolutely got to be kidding me.
Is that what I think it is? Evidently, these are space crabs.
Hold the course, Miss Bailey. We've got some coke-snorting space crabs to wrangle.
Oops.
Oops, my ass.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not afraid of these things. They just look like a bunch of plastic toy crabs.
That looks... Things people can do with their cell phones nowadays.
Oh, my God. We got to make a movie.
I'm in.
What other living species needs to be on coke?
I don't know. What would be another good one to have on coke?
Cocaine amoeba.
How about cocaine robots?
Cocaine robots?
Robots on cocaine.
They'd have to be cyborgs.
Terminators on cocaine.
Cocaine
cyborgs. Cocaine cyborgs. I'd be good.
Oh my God. That one looks fucking amazing. I don't even... Cocaine crabs from outer space. Let's find out if you are streamable. Oh, my. Cocaine crabs. There. Well, it's brand new, 2023. A duo dumb frat boys force feeding them cocaine. As it turns out, cocaine gives space crabs an overbearing impulse to kill. We could just do cocaine crabs, but then being pubic crabs.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
You can buy it on fucking
we
Blu-ray.
We could film it in Maple Valley. I mean, just walk around Maple Valley and throw freaking cocaine in people's crotches and find out what happened.
I don't know where do I watch this at?
But, I mean, come on. I mean, if we were like, you know, those kind of crabs. I mean, great. We have cocaine crabs. The easiest way to kill them is just shave.
Oh, that's where you're mistaken. Once they get on cocaine, they can live anywhere.
There you go.
Oh my God. That's too fucking much. Did Cocaine Bear really spark this? Like, was it? It's not even on IMDb.
No, it's that good, huh?
It's not even on IMDb.
It's that good.
So, wow. Yeah. I think we can do it.
I think so.
I think we need something better. I don't see a whole lot of, you know, acid ducks.
Now that'd be an interesting one. Do like, you know, like ducks on mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Or just do like Bambi, but like the whole freaking, like everybody's on Bambi on mushrooms. Bambi, Thumper, all of them decided to eat mushrooms, and this is how it ended up.
Yeah. Your plot would be real similar to that one, right? You got, except you don't have frat boys. You have the old hippie living at a nursing home who's still doing drugs, and he asks the resident at the nursing home to give him the sugar cubes to take out and feed the ducks, and she gives him his special sugar cubes. But now, would somebody on acid kill?
It depends on what they were seeing. I think if they were hallucinating enough and seeing something that they saw as a threat, I mean, maybe it'd be that person, you know, they're on acid and they see everybody as aliens that are coming to get them.
So let's get inside the mind of a mallard. What
would
mallard,
I mean, they eat
see?
It and they suddenly think everybody is fucking Elmer Fudd and hunting them. So then we just have the duck running around high on acid, and just everyone they see looks like Elmer Fudd, like, and just dress everybody, every cast member up in freaking Elmer Fudd outfit every time the duck's looking at him.
Now you got to watch Lawsuits, but I'm sure we can get away with that. But you don't have just Elmer Fudd.
Well, we don't say Elmer Fudd. We just.
Yeah. But you also know, get him to look the like the guys from Duck Dynasty.
Mm hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody the duck doesn't like, we just like, you know, all of a sudden just, we don't say who they are, but, you know.
The Chinese restaurateurs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think we're onto something. I think we're onto something.
I think so.
Oh, fuck. Oh, too much. Too much. Have you watched Secret Invasion yet?
The first like two episodes, I think.
Okay, I've been waiting for a few to come out. I've purposely been waiting for a few to come out. Like, I want to, because I've not heard good things about it.
I'm hoping it's one of those like slow burns. Like, it starts off a little bit like, and then it gets better, but I don't know.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of want to wait, because if it starts off as bad as they're saying, and it does get better, I'll probably give up on it before that happens.
Yeah.
So, the other cool thing I watched, have you watched Muscles in Mayhem yet?
No.
Ooh, Netflix, Muscles in Mayhem, the unauthorized biography of American Gladiators.
I might have to look at that one.
And the only reason it's unauthorized is, I guess, somebody did a real documentary on American Gladiators, and they didn't interview any of the gladiators, and a bunch of just bullshit was spewed. And so the gladiators made a documentary.
Is this the one that Dan Nitro did?
Maybe, yeah.
I've been seeing, because I did. He was the one who did like the one of the mud runs for a long time. He was the one in charge of one of them, one of the ones that went out of business, but the Rock and Run or whatever. But I get my emails from him occasionally, and I saw one that says something about his whatever, you know, his movie coming out.
Yeah, he was definitely the most interviewed, so to speak.
So he was probably the one, yeah.
But
okay, yeah, I'm looking at it. This is the one that he pushed that really hard on his emails.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it. I learned Gemini, one of the original gladiators, from Yakima. And not just born in Yakima, like born and raised in Yakima.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, you learn all the steroid use.
No, they never use steroids. What are you talking about?
Oh, Nitro's pretty wide open about it.
Next thing you're going to tell me is wrestlers use you know, steroids, and it's all fake.
That's why they were worried about the steroids was because of how it was hitting wrestling at that time.
Yeah.
In the public eye. It's pretty good. And I mean, the era we are, you know, we were that age boys that I don't know about you personally, but I loved it.
Oh yeah. No, it was a blast. I watched it all the time. I thought it was great. I do know, like, Nitro, I think, didn't he have, like, a heart attack just a couple of years ago because of the steroids?
Yeah. I think I heard that, too. Yeah, so...
But, of course, I loved it. I mean, it was awesome.
So, was his Tough Mudder anything like that?
His was kind of like that. I mean, it was the very first one I did, like way back in like 2012 or something. But it was the Rock and Run. It was a lot like Tough Mudder is now, but it was like the way it started too. It was at SIR or Pacific Raceways, whatever the hell you call it.
SIR.
And it actually started with like a monster truck taking off, and then you ran behind it.
Oh, ate that exhaust?
Yeah, pretty much. It was awesome. So you started off with a bunch of exhaust in your face right before you start running. But, I mean, it was fun. Like I said, it was one of the first ones I did, like, way back in 2012. It was a blast. But it was one – it was only up here once. They started to try coming back one time, like, 4 years ago. And then it just kind of died.
Nah.
So, which seems to happen with some of them. The only ones, just the few big ones can keep going. It seems like all the other ones are dying. So –
Yeah, and I didn't realize he was fired.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, I think it was season 4. Him, the originals. I think it was him, Zap, and Gemini were holding out for more money. And they basically said, you're replaceable.
And then replaced him.
And the day before they were set to shoot, they said, we're not coming into work tomorrow without a new contract. And they said, that's fine, you're fired. And they replaced him, and ratings tanked. And the next year, they brought him back. But that's when they brought Nitro back as like a commentator.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zap came back as a contestant type deal.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was.
Didn't they do something with her? Like she came back as a contestant and had like earn her spot back or some crap.
I think she came back just one time as a contestant and was done. She was having her own issues, I guess, after doing Playboy.
Nah.
So, but they showed some scenes, and again, it kind of reminds me of the trailers we just watched. That him and Nitro and Gemini were in, like, an action movie together. I'm trying to see if I can...
What?
Danny Lee Clark. I probably should look up Gemini, because he's probably been in less. I think Nitro had acted in quite a few B films, of course, but... Wow, they don't... Oh, there's Gemini. Let's see if I can find this fucking movie, but they showed a scene where Nitro was... I think he kills Gemini.
Simon and Simon.
In 1986.
In Cage, he just played Black Fighter.
Yeah. He's only got four movies here. It shouldn't be too hard to find. Maybe it's Black Fighter.
It's just like, yeah, what a, yeah. What role did you play? I was Black Fighter. Like, was that your name? No, they just didn't give me an actual name. They just called me the Black Fighter. I mean, or was that his name? I mean, it would be a very interesting name to have for, you know, a character, but.
It sounds very native.
It's got Lou Ferrigno in it.
I saw that. It's got the guy from Big Trouble Little China in it, too.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Al Leon. Yeah. And this James Shigeta looks familiar, too.
He was in... he's Die Hard.
Is that Nakatomi?
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, I don't think it was Nakatomi.
No.
I don't think that was his name, but he was Tagagi. He was the main, the boss that got shot.
I see that now. And he was also in an Elvis movie?
Apparently.
Interesting. And then who else was in this movie that I saw? This guy, wasn't he from Renegade?
Oh, he was in everything.
Or not Renegade. I'm thinking Walker, Texas Ranger, right?
Yeah, but I think he was in Renegade, too. He played, like, any role, like, in the 80s and 90s where you were Native American or Indian. Native American or Mexican, he played.
Oh.
And then I actually saw him. He was in, like, I think NCIS Hawaii is a Hawaiian, so.
He's also.
Scorpion King.
I think
Mortal
he
Kombat.
Is one of the creators of the original American Gladiators in like 85, 86, 87 before it got picked up. They interviewed him for that show.
Ah.
So, oh yeah. So he was basically he was like Lou Diamond Phillips. Very typecast.
Yeah, which is so funny when you find out that Lou Diamond Phillips is Filipino.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea until it was like Joe Coy's movie, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to go see, you know, a famous Filipino. And it's like, Lou Diamond Phillips, what? And then you look it up and you're like, oh, no, actually, he is. He's Filipino.
You know, I just saw that you, in the middle of recording, you put not liking people today.
I'd hit it, but I hadn't hit send yet.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that.
It had nothing to do with you. It was a conversation I was having before we started recording. So,
because so much of the time, you're like, you'll post those cryptic things, and I'll be like, what'd you mean by it? And you're like, oh, if you took offense, it's probably about you.
And I don't say that to you.
And
I have in the past, though. But.
And now I'm sitting here, we're recording. And
no, it was like, as we were starting to record, I hit it, and it didn't, like, go right away. But
and this post pops up, and I'm like,
I was having a conversation with someone before we started. Actually, two conversations, but.
I'm like, the people he's talking to right now, anyways, is me.
No. I was having two conversations. One, L&M Firehouse is, like, comedy shut off there until possibly October, but not my problem because I'm not doing it anymore. And then Enumclaw Mike's taking over, but. Originally, we talked about me featuring, but now he's decided that I'm not. So it's like, whatever. It's your show. Have fun. Enjoy.
Oh.
So I'm like, alrighty then. So, because originally I was going to feature because it was going to be the last one I was going to go to be at. And yeah, apparently no. So.
Why is the firehouse now?
Okay. I think it's just.
Summer.
It's summer. They want to stop for the summer and, you know, revisit it and, like, you know, once fall hits. But. So. But I figured that was going to happen. I'd even asked at the last show, like, hey, do we want to hold off for, you know, July? Because it's always a slow month. And they're like, no, it'll be fine. And then he sent me a message today saying, yeah, no, you were probably right. We should hold off. Because I think they're just not getting as much. Yeah.
Well, I know the one I did was, like, there wasn't very many people there.
No. And it's been tough getting people there. It's been a tough one to get people there. It's hit and miss. Some nights we'll have, like, weeks we'll have a huge crowd, like, you know, fill the place up. And then other ones will be kind of like, you know, the week you were there where there wasn't a whole bunch. So it's kind of been hit or miss. So I think he just wants to take a break for a bit. And I'm like, whatever. So I was done pretty much anyway. I was giving it to Mike Hansen anyway. So,
well, do you guys have a move date then?
Not fully yet. I mean, I'm done producing anyway. I just didn't want to do it anymore anyway. But the house goes on the market tomorrow.
Oh.
So we had him come in and do all the pictures Monday for the house, and it goes on the market tomorrow.
Wow.
So, and then I think we're flying down there the last weekend in July, so Amber's birthday weekend. And if the house is already in, you know, whatever, if we've already got a deal in the works while we're down there, we're going to look at a house and buy one while we're down there.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Well, I know Natasha spent a lot of time cursing Amber out.
I'm sure.
Just not to her face. She was in Houston last week.
Hot as hell.
And when she got to the hotel at 1 o'clock in the morning, it was 90 degrees with 90% humidity. Mm-hmm. And when she woke up to go back to the airport, it was 80 degrees with 90% humidity.
Yeah.
And she's like, why would anybody want to live here?
Yeah. Well, the place that we're is a little bit north, so it doesn't get as bad, cause it's, but still, it's the same. But, yeah. But yeah, we'll see.
That's not a fun heat, not to me. I lived in Minnesota. I know the humidity.
Like, and see, I like the dry heat a little more, so that's kind of why I was leaning more towards Dallas and stuff, but their football team just makes me want to puke just saying it. So, but Amber likes the humidity more. I mean, sure, if she had her way, we'd be in Florida. But I'm like, I can't handle that humidity. I mean, my balls start sweating just thinking of being in Florida.
My balls sweat here.
I know, but that's why I'm just thinking of Florida. It makes my balls want to sweat. So,
and I was going to say, it's not, I don't know how warm it is right now, but let's see here. 79?
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is,
my computer says 79. My phone says 87.
Yeah. But it's one of those that, you know, I mean, it's down there. Everything's got air conditioning. One of the houses, the one that we really want that we're hoping is still on the market, you know, when we go down there, actually has a pool, a hot tub, and a sauna. So.
Okay, and I get all that, right? And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to deter you.
Yeah.
I would just like to see you make smarter decisions. When it comes to weather-wise, right? You can have AC in the house. But if you're in the house, who gives a fuck what the weather's like outside?
I know. But I mean, it's one of those things for Amber. I mean, when she goes places and goes, you know, when we're in warmer weather, she wants to actually go out and walk and do things. I mean, here she never wants to do anything because she's just too cold. So that's kind of the, you know, that's how it is for her. I mean, that's what she wants. And I mean, she's given a lot. She's given up a lot so I could do what I wanted. So this is kind of one of those ones where, as a, you know, I've kind of.
I said, I get the warmer weather thing. It's not for me, but I understand it. But,
yeah,
humidity to me is not warmer weather. That's just gross. Like, to me, there's nothing worse than taking a shower, getting out of the shower, and having to get back in the shower because you've already sweated.
That's true.
Just drying off with your towel. Like, and I remember those days. And Minnesota doesn't have many, right? Just a couple months worth. But, yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. So, I mean, it's what Amber wants, though. So, I'm going with it and, you know, figuring out what we're doing, what's going to happen. So, and I might be up here longer than she is. So, depending on how things go, because I haven't had as much luck as I was hoping finding a job. But the problem that I run into is, nowadays everything's freaking AI, and I'm not good at writing a freaking resume, so I'm having my resume rewritten so it'll get past the AI. Because the problem already, like up here, I know I can use my network.
Yeah.
When I did a golf tournament, like what, last Friday, I had like four different people tell me that if I want to leave Integrity, they'd hire me tomorrow. But that's here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, cool, you got anything in Texas? They're like, no. I'm like, well, man, that doesn't help me then. So.
No, true.
Yeah.
Well.
So I might stay up here for a little bit until I can figure something out, and Amber might go down ahead of me. So.
Okay. And then did I see you entered a master's program?
Yep. Started the day.
Well, congratulations and salutations.
Yeah, that's another reason why I was most likely, even if I wasn't going to leave here, I would have stopped producing shows anyway. So, because, I mean, I'm going to be focusing a lot on trying to get, you know, my master's and all that stuff. So it's kind of like, yeah. But once I go down there, I mean, I'll still perform, but I'm not. I mean, my master's is more important than getting on stage telling dick jokes.
Maybe you get your master's in telling dick jokes.
That might work, you know. That might be a good idea.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that. I was pretty proud of you.
It's something I've been thinking about for a while, and I checked into it, and I mean, I can make it happen. So I just figured, why not?
Now, does your company help recoup some of that? No.
No. So that's all. I mean, that's kind of the big thing that I was looking at. But the thing I was running into too is I needed something else to stand out. Also, for like looking for another job, is because I have all the other certifications, but I don't have that master's, and it just gives me that one more
makes the package more complete.
Yeah. And in safety, it's one of those things I tell everyone, safety is the one industry that I've been in where all of that really matters. Having the correct certifications, the degrees, nobody listens to you unless you have them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah. I mean, if you got the means, it'll never hurt you. Right?
No. No.
Even if you were to quit the safety industry tomorrow and you still continued on with your master's, you still have a master's in something, and there's a lot of jobs that don't even care what your fucking master's is in.
Yeah.
They saw that you got it and went, yeah, this shows a little gumption. We'll hire him.
Yep. And I have the same thing happen all the time, like even with just the bachelor's, just having a degree, they're like, oh, you have a degree. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I did see that, and I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. How was your fourth?
It was good. We didn't do a whole lot. We weren't even going to do anything, but then Zoe and Austin invited us over, and then they made the bad choice telling us they didn't have fireworks. So, of course, I had to go get some. But it was just basically the only ones that lit off fireworks was me and Raylan. So me and Raylan were lighting them off. So it was fun. It was a great time. Remy, even at 7 months old, loved them. She loved the fireworks.
Yeah, didn't light a firework off, and then I saw you reposted, and I just saw the memories of, you know, the years pass.
Yep.
And it just sucks, man. Not like, and I'm sure we could have tried hard and figured it out and gone somewhere, but you know, it didn't help. It was on a Tuesday too, and I had to work today.
Yeah. And that was kind of me. I had to work this morning, so we didn't stay out really late. I mean, they were going off by my house freaking all night long. But, I had to be up early. I had to be up in Arlington at 8 o'clock this morning.
No, okay.
So it's like I had to get up early and everything. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to drink a whole lot. I'm not going to do a whole lot. So it was just, yeah, we let off a few fireworks. We were home by, I think, by 10:30.
Oh, we were home a little bit before 10.
Yeah.
And literally didn't light a firework off. My nephew lit a few firecrackers and shit. You know, that was about it.
Well, you're in King County, and King County banned them, like, countywide, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and Pierce County hasn't done that yet, so.
Yet, Black Diamond had two firework stands.
It's because Black Diamond don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but if you do three over, you get a ticket and a court date. Make it make sense.
It's Black Diamond. None of it makes sense.
Make it make sense. No, we went over and went to Tasha's parents' house or sister's house. And it was Jesse and Danny's birthday like last Thursday, but they were in California.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just did a little birthday celebration. And then we went and saw my mom, who's not doing too hot. She's actually in the hospital right now. I keep getting text updates.
That's scary.
So she's lost like 80 pounds in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, no, not at all.
I know my mom was in the hospital while I was in Anacortes for an infection, but I'm a horrible son because I'm just like, is she dying? They're like, no, but she's, and I'm like, you realize I'm out of town. So not to sound bad, but I mean, it's gotta be bad if I'm going to drive, I'm going to tell work, hey, I got to leave and go home.
Yeah.
So
I got a little more leeway with that if need be. We went over and saw her. She said she was going in today, and I just said, have I keep me updated, and if I need to leave, I can.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. Last I heard, they're waiting on some results from different testing or something. So, I don't know. My mom, as I guess, sounds like most moms, right, overreacts.
Yeah.
So, I don't, last night she was like, yeah, I might not ever come home, you know.
Yeah. And see, that's it. That's my family's that way. And I'm the one who's more like, okay, if it's bad, I'll be there. I mean, if it's just an infection, they're going to give her some antibiotics and she's going to go home. Why do I need to drive 2 hours from where I'm at, leave work, you know, when I've got a 40-hour class that, you know, people paid $5,000 for?
Yeah.
If it's just going to be, but then of course I'm the asshole because I don't want to come. I'm like, there's already 3 of the 6 kids there. Are they even going to let me in the fucking building? I mean, I just don't understand it. But then even Amber's like, what do they fucking expect you to do? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever I do is never right. So it's like, whatever. It all works.
Yeah. And so, like I said, we went over and saw her, but last night, Vi and my godparents are with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's 3, you know, didn't need all of us, just being tested, and like they have no clue yet what's, you know, this is her first time in the doctor in probably 10 years. So, and really how it came down was she went to go get dentures and they looked in her mouth and they said, we think you have an infection. They did some blood work or like blood pressure and stuff. And her blood pressure was like 230 over 180. Like, yeah. Something, and they're like, we can't put you under. Like, your heart won't, you know, you need to go to a doctor.
Yeah, and find out what the fuck.
And so she called whatever specialist, blah, 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 and they couldn't get her until the 19th. Well, I think she thinks it's serious because she decided to go in today.
Yeah.
And go in through emergency and do it that way.
Well, I mean, hopefully it's not something too bad and she gets taken care of. I mean, it's one of those things that just, it's always scary, especially like, I know with your mom, I mean, she only goes to the hospital like when it's like she feels it's important, where like my mom, she goes to the hospital like if she sneezes wrong. So it's kind of like, that's where I'm like, okay, is this really important that I need to come home for this?
Yeah.
You know, then there's like Amber's dad who told me this morning that, yeah, he woke up this morning coughing up blood and had nosebleeds. And I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, so that sucks. And then off doing whatever the fuck he was doing. And I'm like, okay, then. Swear to God, that man could be like on his deathbed with like a fucking arrow sticking out of his chest and be like, I'll be fine. It's all good.
Yeah. I'm trying to find that middle ground. I think it scared my kids last night seeing grandma that way.
Yeah.
But then they hear me like, so we missed the week before. I broke my toe.
Yes, that was something. I was mad we haven't been able to talk about that yet.
And I broke it straight up the bone, or up the toe.
Ooh.
And then I also broke it diagonally through the joint.
Oh, that just sounds all bad.
Of the toe. And the only reason I went in, because I knew I broke my toe, right? You can, yeah. You just know when you break a toe. What do they do for a broken toe? Fucking nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
Tell you to fucking chew some Tylenol and deal with it.
And so I broke my toe on a Saturday afternoon. Sunday, okay, I guess I got to tell the story first so then the injuries make sense. So I'm out in the yard just cleaning up, filling up the yard waste bin. You know, we had raked up a bunch of shit and, I mean, like 10 extra bags of the yard bags. But our garbage company charges you for extra bags.
Yeah.
So you can fill the can, but if you have extra bags, you get charged per bag.
It's ours is too, so that's why we've got extra bags like sitting in the garage right now.
Yeah, and so that's what we did. We just stacked them alongside the house and every 2 weeks, use that, you know, fill it with whatever's left. And mm-hmm. so we were filling it, and I wanted to stomp it down, so I put Toby in there, and he wasn't heavy enough to really squish it down. So I pulled the ladder out, and I'm like, oh, I'll just climb up and in it. And I had Araya hold the can, right? So she's holding the can because so the can doesn't hit the wheels and roll out from underneath me. Well, I'm not wearing the proper footwear. I didn't have.
You always have the proper footwear.
I had Crocs on because that's what I was in the yard with. And the Crocs I have are.
I can't believe you even own Crocs.
Oh, they're so comfortable. But, you know, Crocs don't. Or I shouldn't say Crocs because the ones I was wearing were my generic Crocs. So they don't come in a specified size, right? They're like size 10 to 13.
Yeah.
Which is quite a big difference when you're an 11. So
it is.
They're a little bit long in the toe. And I felt my foot pass the rung, but not my whole shoe. And I went to step up another. I had one foot in the can. I went to step up another rung with my other foot. And the Croc caught the bottom of the rung. And got stuck up underneath the rung. I fell backwards into flower pots, which I broke with my ribs. And just straight back on my head, boom, crash. So anyways, there's your story. Next morning, like I knew I broke my toe. I could just instantly knew it, you know, whatever. And that's all that my focus was on. Yeah. Sunday morning, I woke up, just like a car accident. You know, that next day, you kind of feel all the aches and pains. And that's what it felt like. Nothing specified, just sore. Like I'd been run over or thrown through flower pots. And
it happens.
Monday, so I didn't do a whole lot Sunday. I just kind of laid around and rested and whatever. And Monday, I got up, and probably by the third store for work, like, it hurt to breathe.
Yeah.
And my rib cage was bruised because that's what hit the flower pots. And so I was like, man, I wonder if I jolted something. Maybe have something poke in, you know, with them in them ribs. And so that's why I went to the doctor. I wasn't going to go to the doctor for a fucking toe.
No.
So that's why I went to the doctor. And they took one x-ray of my ribs and 20 of my fucking foot. And the lady walks in and she's laughing. And I'm like, what is so funny? She's like, well, I've seen broken toes before, and now I see yours. And she's like, wow, when you break something, you fucking break it. She's like, you know how we talked about 99% of the time we don't do anything for a broken toe? You're going to a surgeon.
Nice.
She's like, it's broke through the joint, and that's what we're worried about. No surgery. But I got a little walking boot, or I shouldn't say that, a Jesus walking sandal.
I have one of those somewhere.
They're not quite as bad as I remembered them, like where it was like the big round, just flat piece. But yeah, I haven't been wearing it. Who the fuck's going to buy?
No one ever does.
Who the fuck's going to buy energy drinks from me with that thing on?
I mean, you could have a good story about how you were skateboarding after you drank some Monster and, you know, some alligator tried to bite your toe off. I mean,
limping does the same thing. Limping does the same thing.
It does.
I don't need that fucking boot thing on. So, anyways, I'm trying to find that middle ground because obviously the kids were scared. Like, why isn't Grandma going to the doctor? You know, what's going on? Yeah. And then they see me going, I ain't going to the fucking doctor. So I really got to make a conscious effort. Finding that middle ground. I definitely don't want to be that hypochondriac.
No.
But I should probably go for a few things that I haven't gone for in the past.
It's tough, though, because it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I hate going to the doctor, but I think that part of that is when I was a kid, my parents, or my mom, I was like a hypochondriac for me. So anytime I wasn't, you know, if I sneezed, I was in the hospital. So now I'm like, unless I'm like literally on my deathbed, I'm like, I don't want to fucking go.
See, and I think my problem is always the follow up.
Yeah.
Like I have no problem, you know, when I broke my elbow. Next day I went to the doctor. Didn't do one fucking follow-up appointment after that. I struggle now throwing a baseball. Yeah. Like, you know, I never went and had it scoped like they wanted. I didn't, you know, do any of the physical therapy they wanted me to. Like, I knew now I know my elbow's broke. I know it now. I saw the x-rays. I'm good. That's all I need to know. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, the only one I was really good about going for was my foot because it was bad. But even then, I mean, I didn't do anything afterwards. I didn't go physical therapy. I didn't do anything after that. Once they were like, okay, you don't have to wear the boot anymore. Cool. Have never gone to the doctor for my foot again.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where I personally need to get better. Like, if I'm going to make the initial, I'm pretty good at deciding, yeah, I need to go to the doctor for this, or I don't need to fucking go to the doctor for this. Like,
yeah.
But if I do go to the doctor, doing all the follow-up shit to make sure whatever I went for is fully healed.
Yeah.
So, and then that way I can also show my kids.
Yeah, show your kids what you're, that you're going to the doctor and like that. Because I think that's part of the problem, like why Benton doesn't like going to the doctor. He saw me for years. Like, no, I'm good. Yeah. Like cuts that should have been probably stitches that I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. Just give me a bandage and something. I'll make it stop.
Little super glue. We got you.
Yeah. Duct tape and super glue fixes everything.
And there's so many reasons I hate the fucking doctor, though. Like, if I cut myself the time I got stitches, all they wanted to do was charge my work. And
yeah.
When I fell, when I just broke my foot or my toe, whatever, every single time I've gone in, are you sure this didn't happen at work? Yeah. And even if it did, like, I hate, why would I turn in work? I have insurance that I pay for.
And no, it's one of those things, like, when I dislocated when I tore my rotator, they were very, especially when they found out what I do for work. Oh, so this happened at work.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, I always feel like when I got the stitches, which did happen at work, it wasn't work's fault. It was gross neglect on my fault, you know, trying to open up the blade the fucking wrong way. And... here's the money I pay every month for insurance. I have a really good insurance plan. Just fix me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Just make me not feel like a complete idiot.
I can cover my $25 copay and we're good to go.
Because if I put it on, then work's going to ask me questions I don't feel like answering.
Yeah, well. Like when I cut my finger, right? Work sent me to, they didn't send me to a doctor. They sent me to a fucking piss test lab. Yeah. That had a nurse put a Band-Aid on it and then stitch me up wearing her fucking juicy sweatpants. I'm like, are you kidding? Those aren't even scrubs. You bought Juicy Couture sweatpants from the Target catalog. Like, if you go in and your doctor has words written across their butt, it's probably not a very good medical facility.
I mean, but was it juicy?
She was... in her 60s.
Oh, well, then
it was probably prune juicy.
Yeah, it was probably juicy, but juicy in a way that you didn't want it to be.
Oh.
Oh. You're welcome for that one.
Oh.
Now you're going to have nightmares with the listeners.
Good God. No, good night, man.
You're welcome.
Good night.
You're welcome.
It sounds like we're all ready to become grandparents. Tosh got Samantha all squared away when she was down there, made sure she had all the little things that she may have forgotten about because she's, you know, it's Samantha. Her first child type deal. So now we got to figure out how to get her back down there in a couple weeks.
So when does she do?
The 26th, I believe.
Man. Yeah.
So, Tosh was hoping, because her last appointment before Tosh went down, she was already starting to dilate or whatever.
Yeah.
Tosh is like, when we get there, all I'm going to do is walk her. We're going to walk her neighborhood 4 times a day. Like, she's going to have that baby when I'm down there so I can save the money and not have to fly back down there. And... yeah. Mind you, she told me this 20 minutes after she told me, oh, Samantha just sent me a screenshot. It's supposed to be 106 degrees when I'm there. Oh, and you're going to walk this poor pregnant woman?
Yeah, that's going to go well.
Yeah, not at all. I'm like, she's like, well, hell yeah, I am.
Yeah, how'd that end up?
I haven't heard a walking story yet. I know they went and did a lot of shopping, which there's walking involved, but it definitely wasn't through the fucking neighborhood. Because after the baby shower, she'd got duplicates of things and had gift cards, and so that's what they went and got the missing items they didn't get on their list and things like that. So they went and did that. Tosh did tell me that she pressure washed Sam and Steven's patio and front porch and just things to help get the house ready. And Tosh likes pressure washing. Oh,
say, isn't Steven there? I mean, what the fuck is he doing? He doesn't have a job, does he?
I didn't tell you. Yeah, he got a job, and he's not working from home anymore. But hey, so Tosh, our anniversary was the 23rd of last month.
Yeah,
so just a couple weeks ago now, and Tosh loves pressure washing. Fucking loves it. It's her favorite. Like,
which is so weird. She can come over and pressure wash my fucking house if she wants.
It's probably like me loving mowing. Like, to me, mowing is just relaxing to me. Now, the second I have to pull out other tools, like a weed eater, an edger, whatever, then it becomes a fucking job. But if I can just start my mower and make my lines and mow my yard, I put the headphones on. I love it. And she does the same thing pressure washing. So, about... oh, I think it was 4 days before our anniversary. I'm scrolling Facebook, and I get a sponsored ad for pressure wash sim. Pressure wash simulator for the Xbox.
You're kidding.
No. And I was like, no fucking way this is real. So I didn't click that site because if it wasn't. But I went to Amazon and looked it up. And sure as shit. So guess what? She fucking died laughing. And then 10 minutes later, she had it downloaded into the Xbox and was playing it.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Pressure wash. You know, somebody made it. I told somebody this and they were like, are you fucking kidding me? What kind of husband are you? And I'm like, you know what? When you've been married 17 years, you've been married even longer. You get to learn those nuanced things about your better half that to the outside world would look like the dumbest fucking thing ever. You know, so many other couples or whatever would be like, dude, I'd be on the couch. Yeah, you might be, but I'm not. Like,
but it's one of those that it's like you said, when you've been married that long, you find those weird nuanced things that a lot of the gifts that you end up buying at that point, I mean, when you've been married, like, as long as me and Amber have been married for, what, 22 years? This should be 22 years. A lot of the gifts that we get each other, it's weird gifts like that that only make sense to us.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't go around bragging about pressure washing.
Everything else, you already bought it.
You've known her as long as I have. Okay. How many times has she talked to you about pressure washing?
Never.
You see, like, it's not one of those things she goes out bragging about. Yeah. But when we're at the house, like, I bought her a pressure washer. I think it was last year for, I can't remember if it was Valentine's Day or birthday. And she lost her fucking mind. Loved it.
Yeah.
I think she was a little pissed I got her an electric one, so it's not one of the big, powerful gas ones, but, you know.
You know. Now women, are they like more power?
Yeah, so it's just one of those things. And what a lot of people don't understand, too, right, is that when you're talking specifically about my wife, allergic to chocolate, allergic to all metals outside of stainless steel. Sorry, excuse me. Not stainless, surgical steel.
Yes.
She has to buy her earrings special, you know, all that shit. So buying jewelry just seems mean. You know, hey, I got a necklace for you that you can put in your jewelry box, but if you put it on, you're going to break out in blisters and hives. Like, you know.
But you got it for her.
Yeah, but now I got her a pressure wash video game that gives her something to do while she's working.
Well, and it's one of those things, like you said. I mean, it's you know her well enough to know that, I mean, if you bought her any of that, she'd be mad. But the fact that you bought her that just shows that you, like, pay attention. You actually, you know what she really likes.
Yeah. And I'm really glad, too, because I was struggling this year. And then all of a sudden, the Facebook gods talked to me, and I'm like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, Amber's birthday is later this month, and I've been struggling. But it's, like, been so much other shit going on with the house and all that that I just haven't even really thought about it.
Well, so, yeah. And I know what she'd probably say, right? Well, hey, I know we're doing this, this, and this. And let's, you know, not worry about it. But you also know somewhere down the road, if you don't worry about it, it's going to bite you in the ass. It may not be this year, but you'll be sitting in Texas in 5 years, and she'll be like, do you remember, like, a month before we moved down here was my birthday, and you didn't get me anything?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, see, because, like, every year we end up doing, like, we travel, like, normally we go to Hawaii in August. And she's like, that's my birthday present, you're taking me to Hawaii. I'm like, no, I'm going to Hawaii. And you're coming with me, kind of thing. I mean, it's not really like I'm going there for a race. So,
yeah.
But she's always like, oh, no, that's good enough. And I'm like, no. Or, they're all great one of, oh, I have you, that's enough. Oh, bullshit.
Well, it sounds
like you should get extra awards for being married to me and putting up with my ass.
It sounds like I'm going to Hawaii next year.
Nice.
Keith and Lauren are my in-laws. Their 50th is next year, like a week before our anniversary.
Yeah.
And they'll hold off until the week of our anniversary because our kids will still be in school and Danny graduates next year, which is all right around that time. Like this year, I think Gabby's graduation actual walking was on their anniversary.
Yeah.
But we're going to fly to Hawaii and then do a 7-day cruise that goes to all the islands.
Nice.
And then fly home type deal. So Lorna's working out the details, but I know we were looking into it. We got to figure it out because all the rooms are like 2 people or 4 people. And we have 5 people. And I'll be goddamned if I'm paying for a third room.
We'll just put one of the kids with Grandma and Grandpa.
On their anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not preventing anything.
Yeah. I mean,
at least I'm going to tell myself that. I don't need no comments. I don't need it.
I'm not because I haven't. Yeah, no.
I don't need that kind of boogaloo in my thoughts. I guess just kind of one final thing here. We haven't talked about him in a while, but old Special K.
Uh-oh, what do you know?
I saw this picture Monday. So he went over to Ron's house to help him. Ron needed a small guy to get into a nook and cranny in the boat to do some repairs.
Yeah, because Ron is not a small guy.
No. So he called Kevin over. So Kevin's, you know, chest deep or whatever, maybe a little further in this boat with the rest out in the sun. And so his shirt's up and his pants have slid down a little bit. And he's got a tramp stamp about 1.5 inches wide where his skin was exposed, sunburnt to his fucking body. I should have Ron send me that.
Hilarious, but...
No, it's fucking funny.
It is.
I should have Ron send me the picture because I died.
I'm sure.
Fucking died, but...
That's awesome.
Poor Kevin. Only good things happen to that guy.
Poor Kevin.
We got to have him back on here soon.
We've got to. He's so much fun.
But
I like Kevin.
Yes. All right. Well, I'd ask you what's coming up comedy-wise, but we've kind of discussed that.
So, yeah.
Who cares? I guess
who cares? I'm out of the producing game. I'm done.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, then, do you have any shows coming up? How's that?
I don't. I didn't even sign up for like really open mics this month. I got onto the Tacoma Comedy Club earlier this week, Monday. But other than that, I mean, it's just been, I've been so focused on everything else. I wasn't even focused on comedy. So it's kind of,
Adulting.
So I don't have anything. Adulting. So yeah, I don't have any real comedy shows coming up at the moment.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.